Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, hello, I am Greg Lancaster. I want to big shout out to all of our Christian Television Network audience and all of our radio audience around the nation and around the world. And on the Emerald Coast, the Gulf Coast, joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
I don't know if you missed yesterday's programs. You got to catch it. These prophetic words that are being loosed. You want to hear what God has to say, what he's saying about the year you're going into.
Mm-hmm.
God is into daily relationship with us, but also annual direction. I mean, think about it. Israel came once a year to just get things back in alignment with God. And sometimes we think because, you know, we should have been in alignment with God already. So what would be an annual thing? Hey, getting in alignment anytime you is right, you
mm-hmm.
know,
yeah.
And just coming before the Lord and say, here I am, God, I just want to let you know that I'm laying my life down for this year and I'm all yours. I'm all in and I'm all yours. And to deal with any sin, he's like, dear God, if there's any sin in my life, any in my heart, known or unknown, that you would forgive me for it. And I acknowledge you. I acknowledge you from the time of the Garden of Eden all the way through the journey and how you brought about and revealed yourself through Abraham, you know, Isaac and Jacob, and how you brought your people out of a captivity and through the wilderness and introduce yourself, just acknowledging everything that the Lord would and has done. Don't just say, well, that was then. This is who he is. This is God revealing himself. And then by the time you get to where you are today, you can say, my goodness, how could I not but order my life to the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
You know, here I am because the miracles. And then you think about, you know, you look at all the credit and everything that the reality of what God did for Israel. Then you got to start thinking about, as an American, as an American, what God has done for this country,
mm-hmm.
with all of its positive and its negative history, what God has allowed us to have in this country and what has brought about in our transition. And I mean, it's been a blessed country. It's been a blessed country in regards to, you know, coming to our most better parts and moving into the better nature and what our founding fathers had called us to do. It's just the tendency right now is because it's moving so so easily to move. It's so easily to move that some people are driving a little bit further than the original intent. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Steering wheels are meant to be steered. We can turn that wheel back around and just come back and say, oh, no. Don't ask the defense minister for Israel to apologize to you.
Hello.
You know, what's up with that?
Crazy.
Oh my goodness.
Crazy.
You know, speaking of Israel, you know, I just want to say that you know, pray for the peace of Israel, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Know that right now there is a mindset that's just bullying. And it's the Alinsky methodology, mm-hmm. bullying Israel, and you just thought the day would never come in the context of this. And it's when you poke your finger in Israel's eye, you're poking your finger in the eye of the universe, God's eye.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Yeah.
And so when you see John Kerry and the American leadership demanding a repentance from the defense minister for saying, you know, leave us in peace.
Yeah.
Go figure, right?
Yeah.
That's what we pray for all the
Imagine
time.
Imagine that.
Leave us in peace while you're promoting everybody that's against Israel and against Christians and Jews. It's like, come on, just leave. If all the things you can say, just leave us in peace. I mean, how could that be so wrong? And you're seeing what spirit this is of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is Alinsky 101, which is basically Saul Alinsky. If you haven't heard, children, organizers of the day, organizers of the night versus organizer of the day. You need to be able to hear that. You can really learn a lot about what's going on, because the question is quite often is like, I mean, if you haven't buried your head yet in the sand in denial that this is not going on, is like, what in the world is going on? What's really happening?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the question that we asked the Lord, and then I asked the Lord, and the Lord began to reveal to me, and I shared it in what we call a series on, you can get it from the VFN TV store, but you also should be able to get it on the VFN Torch right now at no cost to you. Just go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch and begin to listen from the beginning to the end. I mean, imagine reading a book and starting in chapter 6 or chapter 8. I mean, you know you're missing something. I mean, you might like the idea of that,
right.
But if you start basing a judgment and you miss chapter 1 through 5, I mean, come on. But I'm telling you, if you just take your time and you can listen to it, it's a book on tape. It's a book on digitally, audibly recorded. It's like listening to VFN radio, watching this on VFN TV. You can hear and begin the journey that we took with the Lord of saying, okay, God, what is it? What's going on? And he began to reveal it to us. He revealed it in dreams. He revealed it through wisdom, words of knowledge, through bringing to us a particular man that has been involved in organizing in the nation for quite some time, that has a good reputation. But also he started talking about, said that he just quoted from a particular book called, you know, Saul Alinsky's book. And I never, you know, I've heard in the background, you know, all the chatter about it, but I never paid much attention to it. And so I thought, well, that seems like I'll find out, you know, because he was one of the part of the leadership team for our president and getting in the White House, and who is now our executive CEO for our country and leading this march, not for Israel, it doesn't appear, that, what is this book? And we found out this book is dedicated to Lucifer. And then we found out the book is not only dedicated to Lucifer, but the back cover credits our president for teaching it for 4 years. He taught the Alinsky model for 4 years. And obviously his mentor and, of course, Hillary Clinton's mentor is Saul Alinsky. You know, Saul recruited her, and her church reports are that, and he wanted her to work also for him to begin to organize things. And she didn't. She went to college instead and the university, but she wrote a paper in dedication to him, you know, kind of paying that, I guess, that tribute or whatever. But it was such a good paper. It was such a good paper that they sealed it to this day. They sealed her term paper to this day. This particular lady who's wanting these hidden values. I think we need to know what values you stand for if you're going to be running for the highest office in the land. And anybody can run, you know, and, but what are your values? What do you stand for? And that paper, this mysterious paper.
Unseal the paper.
I wish they would have sealed my college papers. I mean, they were just pathetic. You know, very, thank God for creative writing. I never forget when that dawned on me. It's like, oh, you know what? Oh, I could just be creative. Because you have to write, you have these rules. You have to write so many words and all that. And but she wrote some papers there, a paper, and it was dedicated to the and you can find out about it on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and just type in children of the organizers of the night versus organizers of the day. But just type in Hillary Clinton. I'm sure that would come up as well. And she wrote a paper. It was so good. This paper was so good and such a tribute, I believe, to Saul Alinsky. That they sealed it when her husband, Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton, became president. They just sealed it. And, you know, it's sort of like telling the children, it's like, listen, you can have any cookie in this house, but you can't, whatever's under this cookie jar, you cannot have it. It could be nothing in there. It could be something in there. I mean, it reminds me of the Garden of Eden, right? You can eat from any tree here you want to, but just don't look at her term paper. And it's like, what's the interesting thing is the silence in regards to, you don't want to know what's in that paper.
Right.
Well, I think in regards to what God revealed to me, and I was just sharing, and organizers of the night versus organizers of the day, I believe that's probably the gist of it. That this is how you organize a people using those type of methodologies. This is how you organize a nation. And we're seeing those tactics used on America now. We're seeing those tactics used on Israel. But when you start organizing God, when you start organizing the apple of God's eye, I'm just curious of what the outcome is going to be. And whatever you do to the least of these of his, you do to him. And for those that even just don't even ask, you know, you no longer value Israel. You don't understand the significance of how America was discovered in 1492 by someone who's cruise ship was financed by the Jews. I mean, that's what happened when Ferdinand, the Ferdinand moment, you know, when he Archduke Ferdinand, yeah, throughout the told the Jews convert or leave, and they left, and they actually financed
not Archduke, but King Ferdinand.
I'm a King Ferdinand, not the Spain. Other World War One. The King of Spain. He told the Jews, you know, either convert or leave, and they chose to leave at being persecuted and everything, and but they financed this guy named Christopher. He had an idea. He's going to go sail over the edge of the earth. And, you know, Christopher Columbus. And that, but to think about it, he paid for the boat.
Mm.
He paid for the crew. He paid for the excursion. The Jews did.
Mm.
And it's like, how did we get here? Pay close attention and all the things that can happen. That we were one of the key, if we would not have stood up and said that it's not only can Israel become a nation, but the full force of America is behind this in 1948, it wouldn't have been. And the previous president prior to this president that said that, said it wouldn't be 2 weeks later, he died.
Yeah.
He wrote a letter, right, to the King of Jordan or something of that nature.
Saudi Arabia.
And that was his last, I mean, think about it, his last 14 days of life was him writing a letter deciding what would happen to the fate of Israel. And you can't come against God's will. I mean, it's just not going to happen. Don't worry about, I mean, don't worry about, pray for a peace of Israel, but don't worry about, God's going to take care of Israel.
Huh.
The thing about it, well, we'll be here to be able to see it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, right.
Well, God has let us live long enough because our nation, think about it, America is not, our government is not, even though you have, you know, balance of powers, you have the judiciary branch, you have the executive branch, you have the legislative branch, all three equal powers according to our Constitution. It seems like the executive branch is just running right over the other two, or at least the two are running over the legislative branch and in regards to pushing their will over Israel.
Mm.
And it's like, what are you doing? What are you doing in the context of this? And so I just say this. I say, as I said to Avi, and we're going to talk about Avi today, as he's thanking everybody, and we appreciate you. By you standing with VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, all of our listeners and viewers and Christian Television Network and the radio, is you're standing with Israel. We have a heart for God and country in that order and Israel. And I have a thank you that you're going to be able to see and hear from Avi in Tel Aviv there. And he's just grateful and even has a greater vision for 2014. But understand, it matters what happens in Israel. We're also going to be talking about the world race. Hopefully get a chance to be able to share about Lauren that's out there. Lauren Lewis, she just started her 11 countries in 11 months.
Wow.
And mission trips. It's just an exciting thing that we talked about before. What we told, you know, Lauren, we'll keep you up to date what's happening on her journey as she's in the mission field, 11 countries in 11 months. And so much more. But China is praying for our humility. Did you know that? They're praying that America gets humbled and the key to revival and so much more. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
VeggieTales banned from the third grade. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm calling for my grandson. He's in the third grade in Montebello, and a teacher had asked the kids on Friday that they could bring in movies. Then he took in his VeggieTales movie, and she didn't let him watch it. She said it was too religious.
Laura, I was going to ask you that. Did she give you a reason why they wouldn't allow him to watch the video, and she said it was because of the religious content?
Yes, that's what it was. She said.
The law is clear. When they're allowed to bring in these kind of show-and-tell kind of assignments where the student is initiating the video, religious videos are not supposed to be disqualified from that. And there's even a Department of Education guideline that deals specifically with this kind of situation. I'm going to send you those guidelines, but let me also get you in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice, and we'll get you some help right away. You hang on the line. They shouldn't be banning VeggieTales in the third grade.
Join the fight against religious discrimination. Visit ACLJ.org.
And, you know, we have a special offer for you, and I want to tell you about it. It's called Convergence. My goodness, it's a prophetic word that's amazing. And the whole title is called The Convergence, A Choir of Prophetic Words. And it talks about ineptocracy. Unless America turns, America will burn, and the coming great awakening. I mean, this was a word that was shared, a convergence, a coming together, if you will, of prophetic words that was just really absolutely amazing. And I remember this day like it was yesterday because it just God just filled, so filled the studio. We were so gripped. But you're going to hear words from Rick Joyner. You're going to hear words from Greg, vision that God gave me in regarding the economy and it crashing. You're going to hear words from David Wilkerson, Steve Hill. And it seems that all of these words are just coming together at one time. Because listen, God is preparing his church. God is preparing his church. He's getting ready for a third great awakening. We want you to have this special offer. You can go to VFNTV.com, make an offer, any offer. But we want to get it to you so that you can be aware, you can know what God is saying, and so that you can prepare. Again, go to VFNTV.com, select the special offer, and get it today and share it with a friend.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. If you have not yet subscribed to the VFN Torch newsletter, The Torch, you need to get it. You can do it right now by texting VFN, that's V Victor, VFN TV to 22828. That's VFN TV to 22828. And get informed today, and we have a free gift waiting for you right now. Did you know that China, John, is praying, in reports I was listening to The Blaze the other day in that television, and that they're praying that we would be humbled, that America would be humbled.
Wow.
Isn't that something? They said that's our only hope. As a matter of fact, listen right now.
Right.
Yeah. Listen to this right now.
We won't only win. We will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Talked to somebody from China, and they said people in China are actually praying for America to be humbled. And I said, thank you very much. And they said they see it over there as the only way the United States will regain its footing is to be seriously humbled. And I have a feeling the humbling is about to begin.
We gained the whole world. We lost our soul. What do we have?
Nothing.
Think about that. We are on the edge of some major happenings taking place in the world right now. And the largest part of the church, believe it or not, it's not America. America's only, the entire population of America is only 5% of the world's population, which leaves 95% of 7 billion people who God loves. And the largest part of the church is in China. And our brothers and sisters in China are praying for us. They're praying for us that we would survive. And the key to survival is humility. It makes me think of James Robinson's word, and hopefully that's a related a link to this post, is that, you know, humble yourself or be humiliated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like we're about to be humiliated. I mean, it's already is already in the context of the eyes of the Lord when Secretary of State is telling the defense minister, you owe me an apology, because he said, leave us in peace. And so you have like, what, a hundred million plus Christians.
130 plus, yeah.
130 million Christians in China right now that are saying, humble America. Hmm. Humble America. Which brings us to a place of total dependency on God. That's what humility is, and respect for other people. And in that, because they realize that's our only hope.
Yeah.
But also in regards to what God does through America in the world, that because God has blessed America so much, even with all of our errors and our scars, we still are out there in the context, just like Israel historically, in providing for folks and meeting needs and providing aid and that could stop. Yes, God could replace all that with what we're doing, and just Israel would be the only one on the face of the earth that does these type of things, which would be, you know, pretty appropriate in regards to the prophecy. But it's like, dear Lord, help us, forgive us for our sins. And in that interview that was happening there, and I wish I had the name of the individual and in the context of that who was being interviewed here, but It was Kevin Freeman. Kevin Freeman, who wrote a book called The Game. I believe it's called The Game.
Game Plan.
The Game Plan. Just a powerful thing. He talks about, you know, what is, you know, with all this tension that's coming and all this, you know, the four blood moons starting to spring. The Secretary of State's talking about
Palestinian state by the spring.
By the spring. And everything is just focusing on spring. Jehoiakim's tax bill comes in on the spring. It's 1 year to the date of the Boston bombing on the Patriots Day.
Mm.
And it's like, come on, oh my goodness, we need to wake up.
Mm.
And you think about it, this is when Nehemiah's praying in Nehemiah chapter 9, he's praying, he says, they killed the prophets, they shut down the prophets, the ones you sent to warn them, to turn them back to you. And that's what prophets are doing. They're just saying, turn back to God. They're not God's, you know, there comes a time when God says, okay, you're fixing to be, you know, go through some difficult times and all. But the main role of a prophet is to let you know that God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. He'll forgive you, but you got to stop and turn back to him. He's trying to prevent the destruction that's coming your way. And so you can get angry and you can shut down, you know, the warnings, and you can stone the prophets and the ones sent to you, as Jesus said, it was done. Or you can say, you know what? We can stop this thing.
Well, there's a time for the prophecy, and then there's a time for the prophecy to end.
Yeah. So it's like, somebody said, this is a prophecy. No, this is the fulfillment of the prophecy.
Right.
And so we're like a couple of days away. I mean, you got February, March, and April.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing what's taking place. But listen to this. The author of The Game Plan, The Game Plan, which is Kevin Freeman. Kevin Freeman talking about, well, this is what we're believing for, is a third great awakening. A third great awakening in America, but this is the key to it. Listen up.
If we lose everything, it's okay, as long as we know who's in charge and that we have each other.
That's right.
And that we know what's important. There's no doubt. Is there any doubt in your mind? If we know that, we win.
We not only win, but if we cry out to God, we repent of our hedonism and everything else, and we invite the Holy Spirit to come and move through this earth, we won't only win, we will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Wow. That is so true. I mean, this is a man who's writing out the reality of the financial crisis and what to do. And understand that, as we talked yesterday, I'm not going to repeat what we talked about yesterday. You can catch yesterday's program. But there is a way to be financially correct with God. And no matter what happens, you have this peace because you did what was right. You did what was right before the Lord. And the first thing that we have to do is say, dear God, forgive us. You know, forgive us. And I was thinking this morning, I was abiding with the Lord this morning. And if you haven't yet began to abide with God, that's another thing it would be great for you to do. This side of Oh No is go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and get you an abiding plan. But I was writing down, you know, I'm grateful to God for so much, but what was I grateful for today? What was the one thing that was going to stand out? And that he's trustworthy.
Mm.
That I was thinking, I'm so grateful that God is trustworthy. That, you know, you can work hard and you can work diligently, but you don't trust your hard work and you don't trust your diligent work, but you trust the trustworthiness of God. Now, if you don't work hard and you're lazy and you're slowful and you're not diligent, you can trust that the goodness of God will allow great discipline in your life. But if you work hard and you work diligent, but don't trust your work, you can just relax and rest. You know, as I did everything there is to do, and now I'm standing. I'm going to stand on the trustworthiness of God. And trustworthy is a powerful thing because he's worthy of our trust, that his plans are good for you. He has plans to bless you and to restore things that go wrong in your life. He'll restore those things. And you think about that. How trustworthy is he that his mercy and his grace will meet your needs and provide for you? That you can trust him in the end of all things, that despite what people try to do and all their motives and all their finagling, and he says, kings conspire against me, but I laugh.
Mm.
That you can trust that his plans are going to work out. The thing about it is, are you in his plans?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you in relationship with this trustworthy God? He is worthy of your trust, and you can trust him. But the question is, right up front, do you know him? I mean, if you don't know him, you're trusting a perception of God.
Mm.
But you need to know him. You got to meet my Father. And you can do that right now by calling out to him through his son, Jesus Christ. Or you can go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. We shared a couple of our stories, kind of, you know, our crying out, and didn't share everything, but shared just the gist of, hey, I needed God. I needed a Savior. I needed access to God. I wanted to meet this trustworthy God. And ever since then, ever since I met him, it's amazing how he has revealed his trustworthiness to me. You can't trust Washington, D.C. You cannot trust the typical business crew going on in today's society. You cannot trust the medical field. You cannot trust lawyers. You cannot trust even some ministers today. People are like, you know, I wanted to put my trust in ministers, but they've failed me. Man's failed me. But let me tell you something. God is trustworthy. Get into his word. Begin to hide his word in your heart. Abide with him and realize you can trust God. You can trust him as your Lord and Savior. You can trust him that his plans will work out. You can trust him. Work hard. Work diligently. Work smart with integrity. But in the end, and all the way through that journey, trust him because he's trustworthy.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even a map. Visit VFNTV.com. We want to ask you to partner. Listen, your giving, your contributions, we're doing this together. We're taking the gospel all around the world. Every bit counts. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
And I'm telling you, if you missed any of our programs, we have four programs back to back. You want to make sure to catch them. Of course, you can always go to VFNTV.com, but don't forget, we have podcasts available for you. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, oh my goodness, sign up. Go to VFNTV.com. In the right-hand corner, you can select newsletter sign up, and every single week, you're going to get the highlights of that week's program, and you're also going to get an opportunity to get every single program that was available, that was shared on that week's segment.
Wow.
So it's all contained in an email, and you can take it, you know, have VFN Radio on my phone, and we'll go, you know, on your iPad. And I get so many reports of people telling me, hey, listen, I was just sitting with my iPad, it went to the newsletter, and it just, you know, click, 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 and I just heard one after the other, you know. It's a great way. So sign up for yourself, and also sign up a friend.
John, do you know the VFN TV app is out, right? I think it's 4.0, man.
4.0.
That is so cool. And they're doing a wonderful job at designing it and putting it together. And everything that we're saying and doing is available now on the VFN TV app. All you got to do is go to your app store, type in VVictor, VFN TV, and it just shows up. Or you can go to VFNTV.com and click on the appropriate store, whichever one you actually have your phone with. But it's so important. You can listen to highlights. You can listen to the programs. You can listen to us live. We're live 24/7, 7 days a week. And some encouraging words, some any prophetic words that are coming out. You know, God's news behind the news. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. Listen, get the app. It's totally free, by the way. Go to your app store and find it today. Just type in VFN TV. It'll pop up. Download it for free or go to VFNTV.com.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. I want to welcome all of our Christian Television Network audience and our radio audience around the nation and around the world. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Oh, if you missed the earlier program, I cannot believe it that our Secretary of State and our leaders are demanding Israel to apologize, saying, just leave us in peace. Can you imagine that? It's like, leave us in peace. What's a good idea? Leave us in peace. Peace.
That's right. Yeah.
We're called by one God piece. To pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yeah, one piece.
Yeah, and if you heard the prophetic word, I guess you did if you've been listening to VFN Radio. If not, you can go to VFN Torch by going to VFNTV.com and hear the prophetic word by Pat Robinson talking about that he believes the Lord showed him that they will have nuclear power. They will have nuclear weapons. Iran will before the end of the year. Wow. And that makes me think about the 31 things that Jim Baker was shown that we have. You can also find on the VFN Torch, you know, a lot of prophecies there. And that nuclear material was found in Kedron Valley or something of that nature. They found nuclear things. Like, you don't want to have the mercy and the grace of Israel is amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, Sharon just passed. And when you think about this man, this strong warrior, I mean, as a matter of fact, his autobiography, it was called Warrior, I believe.
Yeah. Shimon Peres called him the lion that defended Israel.
And look at the people attacking Israel. I mean, look at their mindsets. And so it takes a David, it takes somebody to go and begin to do these things. And a lot of people, a lot of people that you're starting to hear, I know I heard that Jay-Z or somebody like that in America tweeted something about rest in peace, you're a good man or something. And everybody began to attack him.
Oh, yeah. So
I don't know if it was Jay-Z or something.
Russell Simmons. Yeah.
And
God forbid you say something good about someone in Israel. It's this is like, really?
Yeah, they totally, and he's all of a sudden, he's like default, like, oh, I'm sorry. I was a little dizzy coming off the treadmill. So I meant to say, I don't stand with Israel.
Yeah, don't rest in peace.
Don't rest in peace. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That man believes in capitalism no matter what anybody says. Oh, yeah. You know, as he's pushing.
As a walking example.
As he's pushing credit cards on Americans. And anyway, so they... Right. It's funny the people that are protesting against capitalism, and I wish I had this clip today. I don't have it with me, but capitalism. This is an interview that was done with Donahue. You probably don't even know who Donahue is, but he had a talk show. One of the first
Phil
Donahue.
Hey.
Phil Donahue's talk show went way back when, and he was interviewing someone, and. The guy's looking at Phil because Phil's like trying to push, the haves and the have-nots, the whole concept of the Alinsky stuff. And, oh, now I understand Phil. What's up with you, Phil?
He looks
at him and he says, who actually had a television show? Who was making great money and all this kind of stuff? And then the actors. And so he says, capitalism has done more. He's talking about, what about these impoverished countries and these type of things? He says, capitalism has done more for bringing people out of poverty and raising people to a new level and helping those in poverty than any other system ever on the face of the earth in the history of all.
Mm.
And then of course, Phil Donahue says something to the nature of, but what about, and he repeats the question. He's like, did you not get it? There is nothing else. This is it. But the truth is, that it has been an allowed time for us. And the thing is, will God let us keep it if we have to get rid of greed? Because that was the whole concept. The concept was that that capitalism is based on greed. And he was discussing greed. And of course, as Christians, we aren't driven off greed. And it makes me think of, what was that? The Forrest Gump, Murray Murphy. He was on all these stories. He was there in his, we did an interview with him in the magazine.
Oh yeah.
Murphy.
He's from,
he was at that one
from
moment.
From Arkansas, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I thought it was.
He's from Arkansas.
It wasn't Kansas?
Yeah. No, he's from Arkansas.
It was Missouri. It was Poplar Bluff, Missouri.
Yes, it was. Wow. Yeah. Missouri.
Wrong.
I've been wrong plenty of times. Nothing new for me.
And anyway, but this guy, I mean, we got to share with you some of his stories because I think we have
some. Did we interview him?
Oh yeah. All 3 hours.
On tape?
I mean, it was like interviewing Forrest Gump.
No doubt.
This guy.
Did we record it?
Yes, we have all the interviews. But, I mean, he delivered planes to the Saudis. He delivered.
Israel?
They delivered to Israel too?
Yeah.
He was shot at, and a bullet went through him,
through
his seatbelt, to the back of his seat, but didn't hit him.
Right.
He's the one that anointed. Remember? He just happened to be there at the Texas mansion, governor's mansion, and supposedly pulled some oil out and anointed. Remember that?
John Ashcroft.
No, it was George W. It was George W.
He suggests, I think. He was the one that suggested John Ashcroft.
I mean, this is what he told us, but we walked away going, nah, this couldn't be. But one of the stories, if they're real or not, this is a good one, is the fact that everybody, according to him, you know, really demands him on their board because he, every business, he's able to look at financial statements of companies, and really God just gives him insight, he said, reportedly. And when he gets onto the business, just booms. But he goes, he operates off Proverbs. You know, that God is not his co-pilot. God is his pilot. God's the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
And in the bank that he was on, he says, I will not come on this bank board unless you change the usury fees that you have for those that get overdraw their accounts. Because that was a big money. He said, that's a big money maker in banks. That's the reason why, by the way, they tell you, come here. Free checking. Come here, free checking, because you're going to pay them way more in that free checking by overdrawing your account than you would by going to pay for somewhere that somebody's not going to charge you these sizable fees. And he says, I will not be on the board of a bank that makes money on people who are struggling basically with poverty. The people that do that are, you know,
usury.
The highest profit line cannot be that. And so they adjusted it and they lowered it down to a reasonable fee, and it just went well. And, but yeah, just think about that in the context of, you know, I don't know what's on this guy, but it's some interesting.
Oh yeah. Remember that the Krispy Kreme?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Revelation. He was going into, he was flying into one of his, offices and saw those Krispy Kreme donuts, and he kept bringing them to his office because they were really good.
Yeah.
And they kept eating them up. And one day, I guess.
Well, first he says, well, I'm going to buy stock. Because the Lord showed me to buy stock in Krispy Kreme, and that's why he said it's good, right?
Yeah. So he calls the guy up and finds out if there was any stock, you know, for the company, and realizes that it hasn't been traded yet. But just in a few hours or the next day or something like that, they were about to trade these stocks for Krispy Kreme.
Oh, wow.
And he had favor with the gentleman, so he was able to buy a large percentage of stocks before he even went public.
And is that called under? Or that,
I don't know. That could
we don't know that for sure. Like the timing of that, we don't know.
Yeah, exactly. But as I remember, allegedly, as I remember. But then, but also too that
so God blessed me with insider trading.
Yeah, right. Well, some years later, I think after some time, he went to go get a Krispy Kreme donut, and the Lord told him have nothing to do with Krispy Kreme.
It was extra 30 pounds.
Yeah. So he sold the stock. And like, I think within a few days, as I remember.
Yeah, they overbuilt. You know, they started having to downsize.
Well, the stock went tremendously down and they weren't doing things. I think something like that. But
so we made him rich off those donuts we bought. So what's Joel Rosenbaum talking about the top five in the Middle East?
Yes, Joel Rosenberg. Mm-hmm. He recounted the top five Middle East events in 2013. If you like, we were talking about 2013. If 2014 is going to be a roller coaster, we don't know what 2013 was. But let me tell you,
that's what Rick Joyner prophesied after hearing what the Lord showed him—a roller coaster for 2013.
Right. But 2013 was something. And this is what he says. He says in this Charisma magazine that these are the five
Charisma. Oh wow. Okay. Got it.
Okay. Five events, the first one in the Middle East, the first one being the Syrian death toll that kept climbing amidst horrific war that they were facing. He says that was one of the big things that occurred there, especially with the chemical weapons. You know, there's 100,000 people that passed away in this war and are still dying, but we're not hearing too much anymore about them. Isn't that amazing? It's like...
Alinsky, dude. Just all you got to do is just, if you try to... It's so much stuff going on. It is Alinsky 101. It's the radical rules for radicals.
Mm. The second thing he talks about is Iran's charm offense with the West as it moves closer to the bomb. And you realize that, you know, they have a new president. All of a sudden, who's described as he still was a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
And they're trying to.
Last one was a wolf in wolf's clothing. Yeah. This one's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
It's like a wolf is still a wolf. You know what I'm saying? A wolf is still a wolf. And the fact that the United States is buying into that narrative or pushing that narrative, it's like, really? I mean, are we really taking on this charm offense? The third thing he talks about is the Saudis preparing to purchase Pakistani nuclear warheads. Getting ready to purchase Pakistani nuclear warheads. It's like, we talked about that if Iran gets these nuclear weapons, there's going to be a serious
arms race
in the Middle East. The Non-Proliferation Treaty, I remember George Bush saying that a couple of times, but there's only a few countries that did not sign that treaty. It's like India, Israel, Pakistan, and another country. But if all these countries in the Middle East start making this arms race, you're looking at a major, World War III.
Yes, you're looking at nuclear. I mean, and then you're still going on the fact of, I can destroy you, you can destroy me. Which one's crazy?
Yeah.
If you understand what's happening, is like, they're crazy. Yeah. They'll pull the trigger because chaos is what, if you go back and listen on the VFN Torch, understand what their goal is. Their goal in Iran is to create, their theocracy is to create chaos.
Mm.
So they're not trying to get, based on reports, they're not trying to get nuclear weapons and this huge ability to do damage so that they can balance and bring peace in the earth. They're going to use them so that they can bring chaos because they believe that the 12th Iman or whatever is going to come out of Mecca, that holy march around in Mecca, that black tarp area is a hole in the ground. They're waiting for the 12th Iman to come out and put a mark on everybody. And for Jesus to come down and confess and repent for calling himself the Son of God and then assist this 12th Iman and fulfilling. And he's going to put a mark on everybody. This is what they believe. It's written in the Quran. They see that as a positive thing, which is the antithesis of the Gospels and what the revelation of Christ says. It's the mark of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is how close we are to the end days. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you don't know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, either way, you're about to meet him. And when the day comes and your life ends, to be absent from the bodies, to be present with God, and we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of God.
Mm.
Think about it. And it's like, you know, at this moment, in this dispensation of grace, while God is extending his hand out to you saying, come, I will forgive you. I'll redeem you. I'll bring you into my family. But there comes a time when it's over. And people tell you, oh, we got another 2 years, we got another 10 years, we got another 1,000 years. Jesus don't even know when the day is. Mm. So don't listen to any men. I mean, Jesus don't even know. Only the Father knows what day it is. And right now they're poking him in his eye. Right now they're poking God in his eye. He might just call it and to say, you know what? Now is the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time. So
wow.
I mean, looking at all this taking place, once they get nuclear weapons, you know, once they get nuclear weapons and power, I mean, you have to understand, these guys are like 10 feet away from each other. This is not like some huge, America is so spread out and we think it takes forever to get somewhere. Israel's what, 60 miles at its widest point.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And then, you know, then you have Jordan, then you have Iraq and Iran. It's all just together. Pakistan, yeah. It's all just,
well, I remember
boom.
Being in Israel and I was like, is that Lebanon right over there past that that fence? Can I throw a ball over that to Lebanon?
Right.
You know, it's like,
is
this
that
is
guy
close?
With a gun going to shoot me on the other side? We'll be more right back with more after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I wanted to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on... You see in the upper right-hand corner, you click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there. Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now.
Mm-hmm.
And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news, you need to know what to do with the news you know. to have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision making, of why you're going to get married, or why you're going to need to stay married, or why you need to have family, or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for the Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well.
Taking VFN Radio and VFN TV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN Radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to Facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. Continue on with these five things in the Middle East, John.
Yes, number four of the top five events that happened in the Middle East, according to Joe Rosenberg.
In 2013.
In 2013.
The non-roller coaster year.
Right. Like, crazy.
I will not let you be tempted more than you can bear. You know, you can get through this thing.
It's like, pretty close. It's pretty close.
God has great confidence in us, don't he?
He's yes, like, he
oh,
does.
Oh, my goodness.
Lord, help us. Number four, Egypt's counter-revolution brings down the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, that was a very good thing that happened in 2013.
We brought it up. Our president brought it up, and they brought it down. As a matter of fact, today they voted on the day they're voting today on the Constitution today.
Are they
the
really?
The new one, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you remember when the Muslim Brotherhood and Morsi got into power, which was the president at that time, Christians were so persecuted. I mean,
yes.
They were burning churches. They were torturing Christians. And finally, I mean, it was the largest demonstration I think the world has ever seen when all the Egyptians were in the streets, and they completely turned that whole country around. And that's something to be very thankful for and see what comes out of it. But
this new constitution allows churches to be built and Christians to practice our faith there, but it doesn't have any executive powers to enforce it and help, you know, support right. it and that type of thing. But at least that's the beginning journey
yeah, hey.
Of that.
Hey, not to mention that they share a nice long border with Israel. I think it's like 40 miles wide, so maybe right. we can have some more, you know, peace than were like when Mubarak was president.
We do want to say to the Egyptians there and the Christian Egyptians, please forgive us.
Yes.
Forgive us
yes.
for what our leadership did to your country and how you were persecuted because of our leadership. And we just want to say... ask for your forgiveness and repent before you for that and say, you know, pray for us
yeah.
that we would get back to our original state.
Mm. And it's refreshing to know that your eyes weren't covered. You know, a lot of times we see events happening in the Middle East and we think, do they even know what's happening? And they showed us. They showed the whole world that what our administration was trying to do to them.
That was
empowering.
Very encouraging.
Yeah,
we had to find truth in Egypt about our intentions of our leadership and what was yeah. going on, where Christians and Egyptians, Muslims, were walking side by side yeah. on the streets of Washington, D.C., protesting the fact of having Morsi, a Muslim Brotherhood, as a leader of that nation.
Well, this administration was supporting terrorist organization, Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, that's what they said, and they saw yeah. it for what it was.
Right.
So thank God that the tide has turned there.
And today, of all the days, today's the day they're voting on the new constitution.
Wow.
Powerful.
Real powerful. Number five, Israeli leader declares Bible prophecies coming true in our lifetime. And that was interesting, and this is what Joel Rosenberg says. He says, in our time, the biblical prophecies are being realized. Israel's prime minister, Netanyahu, declared before world leaders gathered at the United Nations General Assembly in September. This is what he said. As the prophet Amos said, they shall rebuild ruined cities and inhabit them, Netanyahu said. They shall plant vineyards and drink their wine. They shall till gardens and eat their fruit. And I will plant them upon their soil, never to be uprooted again. This is what Netanyahu said, Prime Minister of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, the people of Israel have come home, never to be uprooted again.
Amazing. Totally amazing. And we stand in agreement with God's word. We stand in agreement. We pray for the salvation of the Jews. We pray for the salvation of Jews. And I just really sense that if you haven't noticed yet, things move quicker than they used to move. I mean, it's like the seed time and the sowing are right together now. And which means is as rapidly as things are moving, suddenly, you know, God could reveal himself in a way that Israel can see. They cry out for the Messiah and boom. You know what I'm saying? It's it's gone. And the suddenly begins to take place. I mean, you're going to have the worst of times, the best of times happening at the same time. But the reason why over in the Middle East that they're buying into this antithesis of the gospel is they really believe that that having the mark of the beast is actually a good thing, a positive thing. That's what shows them that they're right. When the iman, the 12th iman comes out of out of Mecca, out of the hole in the ground, the well. And that's what they're, understand this, they're marching around a hole in the ground waiting for their deliverer to come out of the earth.
And it's called a clue.
Well, that's one thing that these type of things do for me. It just shows you about deception.
Yeah.
And that these are wonderful human beings, men and women, who God loves, who have bought a lie. And they believe it to be true. So much so that they're very religious, but it's very wrong. And it's like, how many Christians just take for granted, you know, and just think that they're right or say these different things. And it's like, if they can believe the antithesis of the gospel and be so sold out on it, they're willing, some of them are so radical that they're willing to believe that they'll be promoted in their heaven by strapping bombs to their chests and taking others out, and they're that committed to their God, then, which is no God at all, then you have to check yourself. Am I just taking God for granted? You know, am I just assuming all these different things? And there's all kinds of versions of Jesus being preached, but you know, if you heard earlier and you just heard on Christian Television Network, Francis Chan talk about, you know, am I your brother? You know what I believe. And that's the God of the Bible. That's that is him. And he's holy God. And what you have is, you have over in the Middle East, they're waging war against God. But John Kerry, Secretary of State John Kerry, and really understand this, that nobody in the presidential cabinet does anything outside the president or whoever's leading the selection committee that's leading that wants them to do. It's not an accident. They'll just send a wild man over to the Middle East.
To do his own bidding, his own plan.
They're strategizing and organizing, and but it's what was done in the Alinsky model, and it's what was done in the Lucifer dead in heaven. He organized he actually successfully organized a third of the angels against God. The worship leader in heaven organized one third of the angels, the worship leader. Isn't that wild? So if a worship leader in the presence of God can organize one third of the angels who stand before God and see him against God, understand that we can organize, our country can organize people against Israel. That's what's taking place right now. Our nation is organizing the Middle East, pushing and prompting Israel, trying to force them into dividing up the land, dividing Jerusalem. And in the end, in the very end, we'll all be called and be judged by God for one thing, one major thing here, is what did we do with the land of Israel? What did we do? And this very sin of demanding, and George W. was doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Condoleezza Rice is doing that same situation. God has shown us Conda recently, and in regards to his major consequences for demanding that Israel divide up her land. Let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem, pray for our nation to return back to its original intent.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even maps. Visit VFNTV.com and become a sponsor or a partner. Listen, do it today. It's your partnership, your giving financially that is helping us take the gospel all around the world. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com. Become a partner today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. I think about Gideon. You know, God gave Gideon a torch and a sword. That's it. And 300 men to be able to deliver an entire nation. But what was it? It was based on a revelation, a word from God, a conversation from God that Gideon believed and carried it out. Do you know what we have? We have what's called the VFN torch. You get to it by going to VFNTV.com. And what we feel, we try to share the conversation we're having with our listeners. We really try to seek the heart of God, and we share it. But on the VFN Torch, we have segments of those conversations, those programs, and the programs themselves. First hour, the extra hour, plus different programs and videos and more content that you can't see video on the radio, but you can see it at the VFN Torch. You got to go there. You get right to prophetic words, wisdom moments, good medicine, which is you know, a merry heart. It's like good medicine, all the little humor moments that are there, original intent of the nation, original intent of the church, and so much more is available. You got to see it. You can actually subscribe to it right on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.